radio. Steve, you got your radio on you?
Here, you got a copy?
I'm clear, Steve.
Four. Did anybody talk to you since you've been up there?
No, negative. Nothing to do with before, no.
You're pretty close to the three guys.
The five to the right, 25 to the left, and Chris, two down to the left from me up top.
Careful. Well, it's all pretty normal, within the plane, try to avoid it as best we can.
I was right out in front of you, standing next to the big Y right here, waving to you. Big W, I should say, right up here.
I thought you were higher than that. I guess that is the highest spot.
Yes, sir, you got me?
Yes, that's good.
I'm
clear, Jeff.
Sound good.
Got a set before the bubble here. I was thinking 4,000 on your tap. 4,000. That'll be our number.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary. Are you listening? Hey, boy, I got Jeff on one ear and Dan the other, so I'm not going to listen to NASA. Just for the anything we need.
A lot of interference in your radio. I don't know if you're not hooked up to your internet or what.
What's that? Is that better?
A little bit better, but I mean, I hear you fine.
Hold on, we'll put the big antenna up, see if it's better.
Car's rolling off. Third time by.
Seems to be better.
Nevertheless, be real conscious about that 37 coming in around them. I'll do my best.
29's behind us, right?
8, 29's and us, 37's in front.
Start the pit road speed.
At 3,800 seconds.
Yeah, boy, that should be right on the number. We're pretty good up to 4,000. I don't know if I'll put so much time back. You hear me at all back there, bud?
Very fine. But I'm not exactly understanding all my pack while we've got max RPM for second and third gear instead of first and second gear. That's right, the industry, isn't it?
Yeah, I just want something to remind you that you want that oil pressure on the yellow.
It's up there like normal right now.
Probably won't be in trouble till later when the oil gets real hot, maybe. I'll just remind you.
Oil 170, but you know what it is right now.
Beautiful. Fan's off.
The engine's fan on right now. Cool. Are you going to get it, Jeff?
One to go.
I think, just don't be afraid to repeat yourself on some of those calls. Like that, because sometimes, I don't always hear you the first time, or it takes you a couple times before they acknowledge that I'm focused on what's going on around me.
Steve, you can report on the back of this, too, to make sure he hears it. Alright, bud. 188, good one. Then you're gonna get the flag, alright, bud?
Alright. Coming at you. I know we got a good piece here. Let's take advantage of it. Have some fun.
Ready?
Green. 30, all 240. Ready to pull out. Bonus points, FJS. Five car, he can't make it happen up on the outside. He gotta go to the middle. I need a call from somebody. Let me know what to do, because the five car is totally screwing up.
Do what you need, buddy. Do what you need.
Tight, I know that. I'm pushing pretty bad here, guys.
And you're tight. Is it loosened at all, or what are your tips?
Up the corner tight, 230 on the water right now.
South crosses out.
Okay, that was close.
Did it at all, buddy?
The front, somebody may have touched my left rear a little bit, but I don't think so.
Hey, guys, with pit road open, we're going to take four tires. Take our time. Tackle this doesn't matter. Make sure the body's in good shape and real well.
I want this whole fender just a tiny bit.
Tight.
Cool.
Say, the 48 was in. We'll see how bad they are, and then we're going to reevaluate our deal, okay?
The right front fender, damn it. Doesn't matter. I think he's all right.
The stuff on the bottom, right in the middle of two, Jeff, and then some stuff looks like right in the middle of the track, along with two onto the back stretch. Let's take our time.
All right, bud.
right up against the wall, seems the truck and ambulance is off too, just watch out, probably split them.
Easy, easy, please come up here. I'm not listening to the NASCAR, when it's open, we're going to come get four tires.
Imagine they should keep it closed for a little bit, because they got a lot of stuff laying out there.
Oh. One time it'll come from four tires, we're going to have to watch that 37 coming around us. Jeff, I told them to take their time working that fender like you want so they don't get it too far out.
We're gonna get back there with Jimmy.
Well, but let's not worry about track position, and if he can't continue, we'll be back there with him. You're good enough to drive back to the front, right?
Sir, I'd rather do all we can right now to stay here, you know, until that decision's
out. Four tires, CC, quick tug. Four tires, no adjustment straight. When we did it with air pressure, we're going to do it with that fender. Right here. Right here. Four tires, guys. Four tires. All clear? That's perfect, CC. Perfect. Hey, I was a little delayed calling you out. I was watching that fender. I think it looks perfect right there, CC. I'm going to get a little fuzzy. I'm going to unplug my antenna. Go down and see Chad.
Safety truck's off, too. Davey, just say now 29. I was looking for maybe just a little bit more room in the pits there, I think.
How is that even a factor? We came in before him.
But I'll talk to him. I just think they were doing too tired. I'll talk to him.
Do what you gotta do, because that 37 comes in there, we can't be too far forward.
Don't worry about it, buddy. I'm gonna handle it. I got that figured out.
About Jimmy's damage, how's he?
Front fender, the lever and quarter panel. The 25 is back there with him, but right now we're gonna stay where we're at. That was good distance, I think. Everybody was right.
We were in it for sure.
That deal at 5-star, you know, I haven't seen Rick anybody, but my opinion is, I got to worry about that 48, but the only way to help us is to be up front with them.
Just, you know, my feelings are the only way you're going to the front is down the center. There's no way you're going to do it on the outside. And as much as I can help him, I can't help him go to the outside. Everybody's going to go to the inside or through the middle.
Well, you know better. You know what you're doing. It's looking good. That tight, Carol, you think? Really, when you get behind somebody?
Oh, heck of a lot tighter when I went back to about 40.
Hey, we'll make sure we talk to Chad, but we definitely want to stay up front. Jimmy's going to start taking landing. Thank you for you. We're going to do it with come in, straight up a little bit more and top it off.
You call whatever you want to do.
At 23, we're going to have to do it. Just come on in. Pop it off. Brady. Where's Brady? You can check the fender. Take our time, guys. We're going to go back to that 48. At 230, that seemed like a pretty tight draft on the water. You want to get a little tape off? Feel like a certain power?
Definitely. Hey, I think we should tell the 5 to stay up here. Just let him stay up here. I think he'll do us, you know, more good once we get up here.
Yeah, for Ron. You tell that man. All right, CC, take a piece off that bottom. Bottom left, take a piece off. Take all the time, take a razor blade with you. Take the tab off, cut a little bit, put the tab back. You know, like, open up that much, but I'll leave the tab for later. If you can, don't worry about it. We're going to just take our time. You can either drink it. No, you're good. Open it 1 inch. There you go. Now you got one inch bigger than it was. Both off or one of them off? Okay, that's good. Just one off. Alright. Hey, see, on that right front, like at the foot, mid-year, pull that right front center band a little bit out. That's good right there. That's enough over here. There. So I'm going to help Dr. Davis. Hold on, the 48 coming around you, and then we're going to leave. Clear.
That rear bumper, I'm going to be beating on here in a minute.
Two bars on the high side, middle of 1 and 2 right now, Jeff. And 1 stage truck on the bottom coming off, too.
Still dead, Ron.
Still try over right now. Field almost at the end of pit road. Getting a pit road.
Yep. Yeah, he said, you know, they're going to start tail end. So, he's finally going to follow you.
A little beat up as it is, and I think you're, pump up, you know how to take care of it for the engine.
You know, it's harder for me to, you know, it's easier for him to get hung out being behind me.
What do you want to do? You think about it? Come on, let's talk about it up here. See what Jimmy wants to do.
Shots, and, you know, we'll just see
see if I need to get in behind him.
Well, do the best we can, you know. Saying they got to keep on course to help them.
Question is, do we want to try to get to the front? Get here.
I'll leave that. I know the couple of the aggressive ones aren't up there anymore. But I'll leave that up to you and Jimmy. You know best.
Kevin Smith, they're signed by, so we're coming to the back with us. Got you in here, Jeff?
One to go.
Hey, Jeff, I think if you're at the back of the pack, you'll be okay. But I don't think we want to lose the pack. I don't think we'll keep up.
Verification on that.
28-25 are coming in to top off. This time by.
Let's top off. Now we're all on the same fuel window with those green. He's got to stop behind you because you have to go to tail end. Cassandra, I took a little wedge out. I think he's going to drive good. Or better. Now the 19 up here. Hold on. All right, go ahead. You're clear of one. Go, you're all set. All clear.
The green, next time by.
I don't know if those guys want to hang back here or not.
It's crazy up there what they want to do. Just get the point ahead from Chad and the guys to the front. Crazy, you see the time, keep it up. We can get behind them. Let's try that.
I have a hard time. Yeah, that thing's spawned.
So they like to hear that.
I'm on the very bottom, he runs the middle on the top there.
The tail end longest line, right? So if we get back there in that longest line, and then we'll, he'll be able to catch it.
Get off. Ready. Ready. Green, green, green.
Guys, open up front there, Ron.
Guy, that's almost the second fastest of the leader right there.
Top crosses out for the brand turn one.
That's wild. It's like looking at a war zone and you're getting ready to enter into the battle zone.
So did you get a chance to look at your temps at all?
220 water to 60 oil.
Trying to bring down. He had 28 below left rear. Looked like he was low when he did it.
Is he alright? Is everything else okay?
A rip of water bottle.
Better than fuel anyway. So let's just stay out. Because I can't see how the 48 fixes it. It could be in trouble. How do you like
running
with that 97?
He's doing good. I don't want to make any more deals we already got just because, you know, I will like working with him, but I'm afraid, you know, if he makes one move and I'm going to make another one, I don't want to, you know, break a promise.
But, I'm not worried about your deal, buddy. I'm just worried about sticking with it maybe in the pit, you know. No deal.
Or no, other than that, I like running with him.
Get close behind it. If they all come in front of us, we're just going to put fuel in it.
Green line, I wasn't paying attention. I was listening to 48.
Coming to the green, pace cars off. Jimmy said he was having a hard time keeping all of this before. Never mind now, but you can use the push, but you know we got to do what we got to do, too. Green, green, green.
What you doing? I'll let you know if we got to go back and help him. If you run away, you're running.
They get double foul, we'll be all right. What his fucking problem is, if he hits me again, he's going to get wrecked.
20 water, 260
oil. 5? 3 wide? 3
wide? Screw it
on this. 3? We're going to start over right here.
Where come from? Hold on. 21st, halfway through the back.
My first time doing any good. Is he on the back of the field?
Coming up behind you. It's the EP, the 29, and the 01, and he's trying to hang on that group. He's going over. The middle, he's lined up in the middle right now. Behind you, spin behind you. Crosses out, crosses out. 5, 24. Yeah, we're going to take right side tires. Right side tires are going to go on to. We're going to set the car down to even go on to B.
Put debris back there. Just coming off the 2 onto the flat. Looks like it's in the middle of the track. High side might be the best place to be.
You got back there further than the pack, so you want to.
It's pretty good right there, because we're going to get back up front.
You know, I love helping these guys, but when you're the guy behind, you're the one that gets screwed.
That's a big example. Still 131 to go. We should be playing our part.
Help us this time by.
That 20 car got into it, that's sitting up there. We can do that. You're in front of the 29. You want around him. Also in front of the 37, which he's going to be coming around to. He's going to let me get out.
Close
doctor, we'll be
thinking fairly early.
Any question, I'm just going to take this off. You know what I mean? I'm going to be real conservative. You guys are going to let him out easy, just going to leave on me. Guys, right in here. Clear one, all the way out, all the way out. Good job, good stuff, guys.
Red dry on the bottom groove, turn one. Let me go and get here, Jeff.
One to go.
You go.
10 and 30. We're only on 58 left. Other than that, doesn't it? Hit me right around the back a little bit, then he got up at the back, and it actually looked like he had pretty decent speed, so I don't think we have to worry about his damage.
My biggest concern is I don't think he can bump draft with them. Ask those guys how solid that rear bumper is still.
Teddy thought it was real solid. He had Latica look at it on one of the pit stops for you. Anywhere I'd be nervous, it'd be all the way on the left-hand corner, but if you're pretty square, you should be fine.
He crashed up here. He says that it's not good enough to beat on. It's just that Marabon tape on the left.
Poor Ron, like he doesn't want anybody to hit it.
To the green.
Ready? Green, green, green.
Ready out.
Buddy.
Yes.
See where we're at.
That's the fans going into one.
So bad, though.
Out right now. Looks like a fight being on fire. Hard to see through the smoke.
Cool. Let's see what he got.
What's up, Stevie?
Okay, he got out. He got out of the car.
He's walking around right now, just trying to get his helmet off. Yeah. Helmet's off.
Careful.
I think it was the 10 car, I'm not sure. 10 or the 16, I'm not really sure.
4. It said 12. 9, 1.
Jump inside of it.
See him.
Hey, Stevie, you want me to stay here at the 48 and help him out, or?
Yeah, how bad is there?
It's pretty bad, but I think they get out there to make some laughs. Just take a look at ours and holler at me. I'll come back over there.
Hey, Stevie, I came down towards the garage.
Pretty big right front damage.
Oh, that's you right now.
Get ready to go
behind the Scars deal, just outside the bush garage.
Yes, bring him to our side of the garage.
You're in the bush garage right now.
Let me check GS on the carry sign.
Believe so. Behind Victory Circle right now.
Yeah, I copy. Did you copy
me, Brad? I haven't heard you, Jay.
What'd you say? I said after this morning, all the trucks are heads off, so thanks for the update. We're in the garage now.
Eight now, coming around our side.
Transport around. This is part of the second day to be gone.
Give me an update when you can, Stevie. You can go make a lap.
Let me go check the chat. I don't want to go out run that for a point. Hey, who all is in that wreck that we're running? Is anybody in that wreck? Well, I know the tank can't go back out. He's jumped. Was he in front of us or behind us? How's the score?
The 10 is in front of us right now.
Corey, take a look at that tank. See if you think you can make it roll around one lap.
TV5 is looking for some tires, so do you think we're done? You just a few laps.
Stevie, they can take one, and I don't think we're not going to be in any type of, we're doing a roll, making a lap, right?
We're going to get together and make one lap. One lap. That's all we're going to do. If we can.
Yeah, they can take a set. Help them take a set of tires. Five tires.
Hold up, Cass, we're done. Clean up, Ron, lock it down, that thing is done. Leave this thing right here sitting on deck, Steve. Then we gotta make sure that 48 has all the help they need.
Here, Steve, go ahead and take care of yourself.
Kimber?
Kimber, that's for you.
Hey, do we keep the casters on the Hendrick crash cart? Yeah, but how many casters you want? You just want one for the right front, or you want both fronts?
Yeah, maybe just one should be fine.
Hey, it's out in the pit box, like out on our pit box, the pit road is where we keep it.
Father, headset on?
Yeah, what do you need, Ron?
Hey, I don't know where to go. Oh, you want two of them for the front, right? You want to put both the fronts on the caster?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Headset's on?
Yeah, what do you need?
We are done, Ron.
You got a copy?
Y'all got a welder?